Man shot by off-duty Chicago cop during attempted carjacking was on bond for similar case. By Amy Furr on October 23, 2022. An 18-year-old shot by an off-duty Chicago officer while allegedly trying to carjack her was already in trouble regarding a similar case, CWV Chicago reported Saturday. The man was on bond after being accused of driving a different hijacked car a few months ago, the outlet said while citing court records. Police arrested Kendrick Anderson in September for misdemeanor criminal trespass to a vehicle and was adjudicated delinquent a couple of times as a juvenile over charges regarding stolen cars, the outlet continued. On August 2, Chicago police were maintaining surveillance on a hijacked car parked in the 5100 block of South Paulina when Anderson climbed into the driver's seat, and four other people joined him as passengers, prosecutors said. Cops tried to pull him over, but he reversed down the street at high speed, crashed into a parked car, and flipped the hijacked vehicle over, according to prosecutors. The parked car slammed into a Chicago police patrol car. Officers took Anderson into custody and he was slapped with several charges. He later posted a $9,000 deposit for his bail. On Thursday, the off-duty officer was near her SUV when the suspect and two others approached, according to prosecutors. One suspect pointed a gun at her while Anderson allegedly tried to get into the driver's seat. Another suspect was accused of grabbing the woman's purse. Moments later, the officer drew her gun and shot Anderson in the leg before the group fled. Anderson was dropped off at a hospital where a security guard snapped a photo of the car's license plate. Officers eventually determined that particular vehicle had been stolen on Wednesday. It was not long before authorities found the getaway car and property belonging to the officer inside. Investigators also found Anderson's fingerprints on the officer's SUV. The suspect is facing a charge of attempted vehicular hijacking while armed with a firearm, the CWV Chicago report said. Judge Barbara Dawkins ordered him held without bail for violating bond conditions in the August stolen motor vehicle case. She set bail for the new charge at $7 million, which will require a deposit of $700,000. Dawkins was prohibited by law from holding Anderson without bail for the hijacking allegations because he was still hospitalized on Saturday and did not attend the hearing in person. A pair of juveniles with the getaway vehicle also faced charges but were not accused in the attempted hijacking. The pair was reportedly not wearing the same outfits as the at-large suspected carjackers. Democrat-controlled Chicago has been plagued by crime as a man was recently accused of carjacking a driver while reportedly armed with a rifle. In addition, two paramedics were forced to duck during a shooting near their ambulance in Chicago's Jackson Park neighborhood. Meanwhile, a mid-year survey found violent crime in cities across President Joe Biden's D. America rose by over 4% during the first 6 months of this year, according to Breitbart News.